Blog Talk Radio.
Being that I'm the two-time
tonight, did Kristen Stewart have to apologize for cheating on Robert Pattinson? Like,
so like the Twilight fan was about to be her ass off because of Twilight. Why did she do it? No, wait and see when you get it. And then, after you get it, don't make excuses. Don't fake the plan because you didn't know it too fast. Or none of that kind of shit. Just go with the flow. Apologize. But take that motherfucker up and get right back in there. I'm going to tell you this. If me and nothing, and you're done, we through with you. But if nothing, we get right back in there, oh, we through. If we can keep on going, that's good. So just, you know, eat some tasty banana, eat some apples, some strawberries. So, you gotta do it. Just stretch it up for you. You know, I'm just giving you some advice.
You said you can get your stuff. On that note, on that bright note.
But hey, we're here and open to any and everyone. Okay.
anger. Man, respect my religious rights. It wasn't respecting nobody's religious rights when you was committing them damn crimes. But now all of a sudden, I need to be respected. As a kid, you was a lawful citizen, and it was something else. You wasn't in jail. You was talking about some place, maybe a restaurant. But even then, look, if you're a lawful citizen, and this place is not cooking quote-unquote kosher meals, then you need to learn to cook your own, motherfucker.
You need to go somewhere?
Yeah. And I'm the other thing is, these dudes in jail don't commit crimes. I mean, it's not like you're one of them people that you've been protesting your innocence and you're locked up and this is real, real political prisoner. No, you stole some shit, got caught up, and now you're all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I would say pissing it through, but he is down, so there's no. I get tired of hearing these folks and their foolish requests.
Well, that's because they want some type of protection or against that publicity. And it is a forgiveness for them, so how about this?
Well, I'm not giving you no publicity. You know, publicity to be had here, because I wouldn't buy your books for none of that stuff. I look at it like you're stupid. You need a special helmet, speak face, all that. And I mean, I don't even think he's very speak face, because he might like the smell of your fresh arm.
Well, I don't know.
They want to back up off the speak face. And then you'll be like, I need speak face all the time. If you can buy a new speak face, then you still need. That's right. Because he could technically say your speak face could technically be considered kosher meat. Moving on, speaking of speak face, there's we like to talk about student studies. There's a study led by the Berkeley Earth Project, who says that humans are causing global warming. So, all you people that think it's cool when you're in the middle of a grocery store and you drop it like it's hot. And you walk off like you didn't do it, you are contributing to global warming.
Oh my God, all you big motherfuckers are walking about with those damn tight ass jeans on. Those motherfuckers.
Wow.
You are the reason for
something. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just talking about, because we talk about the cows and the methane. We're talking about the human methane. Right? Putting a hole in the ozone layer. That's you. You're the one that was eating those them hot wings with the hot sauce and the ranch. With the loaded fries and the cheese. That's right. All that. You're breaking the world down. Yeah, exactly. That is global warming right there. Every time that you're sitting up there and you're trying to trap your loved one underneath the cover, like, smell it. Smell it. I'm just saying, because they talk about coal, charcoal, them old fossil fuels. Hey, there's the fossil fuels that are coming from out of it that are causing the problem telling you. I don't care. Telling you. We don't go way back. I'm gonna try to keep my eyes from tearing up as I listen to this song, one of the biggest songs ever. This is Sam Cooke. The change is gonna come someday. Not anytime soon, but maybe in about 4 months from now, the change is gonna come. The world is.
Yeah. Nothing but Sam Cooke. And that was my dad's favorite playlist.
Anyway, I always think of the whole Malcolm X. I think of the Malcolm X movie. He was doing the drive there to his death. And FBI and CIA agents all around him fighting his death. I hope y'all all died by the death. That cancer, and it hurts a lot. Anyway, the dinosaurs. You know, we talk a little sex, but I don't think that we talk sexual. Some folks may think that it's a little too sexual, but I mean, I think talking about vaginas and penises is a myth.
I think so too.
I don't understand how people don't think that it's proper to talk about your body parts. I don't understand, the hate on talking about your body parts. And on the other end, I don't understand what I'm reading and hearing that there's a lot of women who are seeking designer vagina.
And I don't know what the hell is a designer vagina anyway. What the hell is it that, diamond doll? Is it diamond encrusted pussy or something? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I look at it like this. Vagina makes the world go round. Life starts at the vagina.
Everything people do, they do it for the vagina.
Right. I mean, we going on the list. Guys who have fancy cars, that's so he can get to the vagina. Guys who take Viagra, it's about vagina. Guys who are losing their hair, why do they want their hair to be 100%? if you have a vagina in fine working order, okay, you're set.
Okay.
The world is your oyster. You don't need a designer vagina. I don't even know that. See, in this. This is where I take ladies to task. Ladies, men are not that deep. We are not going over every inch of your vagina to look over the imperfections. We're happy that you're showing us the vagina, that we have access to it. tradition personality. When you're going to the wrong places, when you're around people who have no interest in the journey.
Right. Something, right.
Generally speaking,
something we got to when you say eat. If you can do this, you know, I guarantee you right now, all five people, they ask them to bring you something to eat, top five, and so on. But then all five people ask them to come up and see how fast they get.
Yeah, but we can't seen the same picture.
And then you give this sucker what he wants, which is a mere publicity. He wants his fucking attention. And now he's going to be showing him on TV, but he's trying to look all pitiful and trying to act like he don't remember doing anything about what's going on. What's going on my ass, bitch? You know what's going on. They ain't seeing me. They ain't protecting him because now you have him isolated from other prisoners. Fuck that shit. Throw him in there with everybody else. You don't do that for anybody else. Why is it that this country protects the guilty, but the victim is further victimized by allowing the person who perpetrated the crime to giving them their day in court and all of this doubt, this guilty, if you're innocent until you're proven guilty? How is, what's wrong with this damn system?
I take it a step further. I mean, because I have no problem with him getting his day in court if he make it. I don't give him no isolation. You ain't getting popped. And if you survive, you get your day in court. This looks like you're talking about what's wrong with the system. You said we protect the guilty, the known guilty, beyond the shadow of a doubt guilty, because one, it's rating. You know, you can show this stuff on court TV. People will talk about it ad nauseum. I mean, they're going over psychological profile. They're talking about his psychiatrist got into some trouble because she did something wrong. I'm like, look, all this stuff has nothing to do with the issue. A young man decided to ruin a whole bunch of innocent people's lives because he was selfish and decided he was.
Mr. F. in the world.